Next item on the agenda is Benjamin W. Mears, Worcester Planting Ground Application 2018-039. Did those things just fall, or were they?
No.
They were knocked over?
Kicked.
They were kicked. Well, we know the answer to that story. Mr. Badger, proceed, please.
Sir. Trying. There we go. Benjamin W. Mears III is requesting authorization to lease 16.83 acres of Worcester planting ground in Mattawoman Creek, and this is in Northampton County Bayside. Project is protested by nearby property owners. Location of the project, Eastern Shore, Virginia. This is Mattawoman Creek. Eastville is about 2 miles to the south, and the town of Matchapungo is about 2.5 miles to the northeast, and that's where the Bear Allen Center is in Matchapungo. A little closer view, you can see Mattawoman Creek here, Chesapeake Bay, Eastville, Matchapungo, and the red area is the application itself for the survey. The water depths in Mattawoman Creek in this particular area varies from about minus 0.2 of a foot near the shoreline to approximately 3 feet in the center of the creek. There's no marked channel to navigate. The creek and the center of the creek is the deepest water. The bottom is mostly a sand and mud mix near the shoreline and mud in the center of the creek, and there is no submerged aquatic vegetation in this particular area. There is submerged aquatic vegetation towards the mouth of the creek. Mattawoman Creek has clam agriculture near the mouth of the creek, and there is some agriculture, oyster agriculture activities in the main stem of the creek. Mr. Mears has some oysters in his lease over in this general area there. A little closer view. Mr. Mears has no oyster grounds in his name. However, his son has 3 oyster ground leases in Mattawoman Creek for a little over 21 acres. Mr. Mears does have 1 application for a little over 200 acres in the Chesapeake Bay north of the town of Cape Charles, and he intends to use the ground to grow agriculture oysters in cages. His son has 2 of the adjacent leases, one lease here and this lease here. Mr. Mears' family farm is here. They used to own this farm here also. Prior to 2017, the proposed lease area was closed to the direct harvesting of shellfish. Current BMRC regulations prohibit the leasing of such areas. So what you see in red was what was condemned prior to 2017. Actually, Mr. Mears had applied when he applied for this lease out here to continue on around in this area here. However, because it was condemned, we did not assign that portion of the lease to him. Another view. In 2018, the Virginia Health Department changed the classification of the headwaters of Mattawoman Creek to seasonally condemned or closed to the direct harvesting of shellfish from April 1st through October 31st. Mr. Mears came into our office and applied for 30 acres of Worcester ground in February of 2018 when this area was seasonally opened. The area again was closed in late 2018 and early 2019. After discussions with the Shellfish Safety Division, a portion of the closed area was reopened on a seasonal condition. And what you see here in green is what is open now. And this was opened as of October 15th. So you have an open season from November 1st to March 31st of any given year. Again, this was reopened on October 15th, and the area in green is the area that's opened. In response to our public interest review, we received protest letters or emails from 9 nearby property owners, and their concerns include navigational access, recreational activities, impact to wildlife, property values, and aesthetics. to alleviate some of their concerns, Mr. Mears reduced the size of his application from 30 acres to less than 30. Staff sent the revised survey plat to the protestants, asking them to respond by April 30th of this year if they still had concerns. Now we have a total of three protestants and one additional verbal protest from Mr. Howard Lowe's. Moses, which we received while we were staking the ground. Mr. Moses lives here. And I've talked to him since then. His biggest concern is right in this little area here where he has the remains of a pier. He'd like to rebuild that pier at some later date and didn't want to have to address issues of having to deal with a leaseholder. And originally the application, Mr. Mears' application, went all the way up to here, which is where the original seasonal condemned area stopped. The Solitude subdivision is here, and that's where most of the protests were. So I believe once we resurveyed and Mr. Mears dropped back to here, we dropped most of the protests. Yeah, just showing you the survey itself, and you can see we avoided the little pier here. And for what it's worth, the two protestants that are still on the record here are this 500 feet away now from their property. And our recommendation, Mr. Mears intends to use the proposed lease to grow aquaculture oysters in on-bottom cages that are less than 12 inches above the bottom. He does not intend to install cages in the unmarked channel. However, Regulation 20-335 does authorize certain shellfish aquaculture structures on leased ground, which would include cages, provided the structures do not exceed 12 inches above the substrate. In addition, under the same regulation, the commission can direct removal of any structure that causes more than a minimum adverse effect to navigation. Also, since the entire area of the survey is now in conditionally approved waters as classified by the Health Department, staff sees no reason not to lease this area. Accordingly, after considering all the facts, all the factors in 28.2609 and 618 of the code and Regulation 20-335 and the concerns raised by the protestants, we're recommending approval of Mr. Mears' application for 16.83 acres oyster planting ground in Mattawoman Creek as surveyed and mapped. I'll leave that one up. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Questions of Mr. Badger? Mr. Zeger, thank you.
You say it's only open between November and March?
Yes, that's correct. It's seasonally condemned.
So do they have to remove the cages after March?
No, they just can't harvest during that period of time.
Can they grow?
Excuse me, they can harvest during that period of time. They cannot harvest during the closed session.
Mr. France?
Has this ever been leased before it was condemned or anything, do you know?
Yes, we did have a small lease right in front of the Mears property, which was owned by the Mears itself at one time. And it reverted back a little while ago. For what it's worth here, the reason that the area was originally opened because of the water quality was good. They went to seasonally open. And the reason that they closed it back down for that short period of time in late 2018 and 19 was more of a health department staffing issue than it was a water quality issue.
Okay, because that was going to be my question. And that was because they cannot sample it, they cannot certify it to be open, correct?
That's correct.
So it could have been, the water quality could have been just as fine consistently through that time. There just was not an opportunity to sample and it defaulted.
There were, on the eastern shore anyway, there was probably a dozen of these headwaters of creeks that went seasonally condemned in late 2018.
Okay.
And when we went back after Mr. Mears had applied and we went into survey, and then we realized that it closed back down, we looked at all these others and they closed them all back down. So it was a staffing issue.
And follow up, if we were to lease this and propagation of shellfish were to begin, or has the staffing issue been satisfied? In other words, would we maybe able to eliminate the seasonal condemnation if we lease it and then it becomes subject to growing shellfish. Do you think that it would be?
It could possibly go in that direction. That's a health department issue.
Mr. Ballard.
So I get the staffing issue, but before that it was actually closed due to a non-staffing issue, the water quality change. What were the factors affecting that and why the seasonal closure? What during the warmer months makes it so that's unsuitable?
You'll have to ask the health department.
Yeah. Hey, normally it's a marina. Normally it's something that's there that's...
Usually, so often in the headwaters of these creeks, it's animal. Equals, and yeah. They don't separate equal.
They don't do one more than the other in the summer or the winter. Because the area that I live in, as I've said before, in Cypress Creek, is condemned, and it's only condemned due to fecal coliform from animals. So can't do anything with that. Further questions? Thank you, Hank. Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, he's here.
Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
You raise your right hand. So I'm going to swear the testimony that you give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
I will.
You state your name for the record, please.
Benjamin William Mears III.
Mears, good to have you here. Tell us why you want this lease.
Well, one, it's close to family property. It's easy. I've done some tests under my mother's dock with some success. And would like to expand a little bit and probably, you know, nothing big, just be able to expand more if I want to.
Okay.
So it's mainly because it's right there. It's easy for me.
The concern the gentleman has about the area around the dock that he wishes to have rebuilt, is that something that we could work out?
Absolutely. I a lot of the protests, there were people that believe that if I lease this bottom, they're shut out of it.
Yep.
And that's not the case. I mean, I know the regulations. They don't. And I've got no intentions of blocking anything.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying. It was easier. I'm more interested between low water and high water, the shallow areas. But instead of chopping it up and having multiple applications, it was just easier to try and get the plot.
Questions of Mr. Mears by members of the commission. Mr. Ballard.
I guess you're aware of the risk that if the health department shuts this down, you won't be able to harvest and you're comfortable with that risk.
I am. I mean, I thought, well, one, I could just harvest during that time. The other is I've got some ground further out the creek. If I could even get something started further up and, you know, move that.
So. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Mears. Appreciate it. Anyone else here in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? There being none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve this application for shellfish.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Mears.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, sir.